Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? I mean everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm here hosting Gregory's Story. Yeah, I've been gone for a few days, but I'm back. So now you have some entertainment to listen to. I'm G Money, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's a worldwide radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, and everybody around the world can pull up my radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm here. Welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know today is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, believe it or not, in Las Vegas, it's been raining. We've had rainstorms the last 4 or 5 days, and it's been raining at night. After 8 o'clock p.m., we've had rainstorms in the desert. That's right. It's been hot all day, like 110 and 112 degrees, and then after 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, then we've been having rainstorms. We've been having the rain advisory to come on the TV and on the radio and say we need to be careful about rain floods in the desert, because we do have some streets that get flooded out when we have rainstorms in Las Vegas. So they're advising us to be careful when we're driving in the city of Las Vegas. Watch some of the streets that we're driving down, because they don't have a lot of sewage. They don't have drainage on the street. So a lot of the streets, you end up driving down the street and you run into a water storm, a big depth of water on the highway. And your car can get flooded because the wheels can go in the water and the water will go under the hood into the motor and stop your motor from running, and your car will end up congested, stopped, and not running any further and cut off in the middle of the water on the street. So you got to be careful when you're driving down the street that you don't run through no water puddle, because it may not be a 2-foot puddle. It may be a 4 or 5 foot puddle that you're driving your car into. So you got to be careful. But during the day, it's 105. Today in Las Vegas, it's 108 degrees, and they're expecting for it to go up to like 109 by 5 o'clock this afternoon. So it's hot, people. It's hot in Vegas. But later on this evening, we're expecting showers. We expect rainstorms to hit in Las Vegas for the next couple of days. So Thursday and Friday, everybody beware, because it's going to be raining in the evening time in the desert in Las Vegas. So watch yourself. Make sure not only you wear your shorts, but make sure you wear your umbrellas. You bring your swimming clothes with you, and you bring your raincoats with you, because the weather will be out. And not only will you have to battle the heat and drink plenty of water so you can stay hydrated, but you're going to have to take your umbrellas and your rain shoes so that you can get across the street if your car stalls in the middle of the highway. Well, that's G Money's weather report for today, Can't be 28. 30th, 29th, 27th, No, can't be the 26th. Today is, DJ, help me out. What's today's date? I've been gone so long, I don't have a calendar. What's today's date? July 20 what?
Hey, Google, what's today's date?
It is Thursday, July 29th, 2021.
Thank you. Welcome to Grady's Weather Report on Thursday, July 20th. What did he say? July 28th? 29th. July 29th, 2021. Boy, I'm so glad to be back on the radio, people. I'm going to clown today because I got stories and jokes for you today just as soon as I get my head together. So let me think for a minute. It's July 29th, 2021. Okay, I got a story for you. You know, there was a little boy that lived in this neighborhood, and he went out of his house next door, and he played with the girl that lived next door. And he played with her all day long, and he had a great time. And he went home that night, and he told his daddy that he had met the girl that lived next door to him, and he liked her a lot. And he had a good time, and he really liked her. And his father said, well, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. And he said, what? He said, oh, well. So he went to bed that night and got up the next day and went across the street from his house, and he met another girl, and he played with her all day, and he had a good time, and he really liked her, and he went home that night and talked to his dad and said, hey, Daddy, I met a girl that lives across the street from us, and she's really nice and really pretty, and I like her a lot. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. And he said, what? So he went to bed that night and got up the next day and went across the street down to the corner house. And he met a girl down there. And he was talking to her, and he played with her all day, and he had a great time. And he came home that night and told his daddy, I met a girl that lives across the street down the block on the corner, and she's really nice, and I like her a lot. And his father said, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. And he said, what? Wait a minute. I'm confused. So he said, forget it. He went to bed that night, and he got up the next day, and he went around the corner from his house, and he met this tall, blonde, blue-eyed girl that was wearing glasses, and he played with her, and he had a good time, and he figured that she was really smart, and he liked her a lot. She was tall and slim, and he was like, ooh, she's really pretty. So that night, he went home, and he told his dad. He said, Daddy, I met a girl that lives around the corner from us on the back street on the corner house, and I liked her a lot. I played with her, and we had a bunch of fun, and I think I want to marry her when I get older. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. And he said, what? Another girl? Wait a minute. I'm confused. Every time I meet a girl, you keep telling me it's my sister. I'm so confused. I don't know what to think. Mama! Mama! And his mother came in and said, what's wrong, baby? What's wrong? And he said, Mama, every time I meet a girl, I come home and tell Daddy I met this girl and I liked her a lot. And he tells me, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. Well, what am I supposed to think, Mama? I'm never going to have a girlfriend. Every girl I meet is going to be my sister. What do I think, Mama? Can you help me? And his mother said, first off, don't worry about what he says, because he really ain't your daddy. Duh, 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 duh. boy, that kid has problems. Big problems. But all right. Well, that's a joke from G Money, the pimp comic. And I'm letting you know that if you don't know, now you know. So, DJ Papa D, let's talk NBA. No, NBA basketball is over with, so we can't talk hockey. Well, let's talk Major League Baseball. Let's do the American League West. All right, the American League West. What's the top three teams and what's their record?
In the American League West, in first place are the Houston Astros with 63 wins, followed by the Oakland A's with 57 wins, and in third place the Seattle Mariners with 55 wins.
You said the Houston Astros had how many wins? And they were in first
63
place?
63 wins.
Oh, 63. 63. Oh, okay. I was going to say, how the Oakland A's got 57 wins, and they're in second place. They don't have as many wins as the Houston Astros. But you said 63. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. Okay. What about the Central Division in the American League? What do they look like?
In the American League Central, Chicago White Sox are on top with 60 wins, followed by the Cleveland team. They're no longer the Cleveland Indians.
They're the Cleveland Guardians now.
The Cleveland Guardians are in second place with 50 wins, followed by the Detroit Tigers with 49 wins.
Okay. Well, looks like the Chicago Cubs are playing ball in the Central Division. All right. What about the East? What's going on in the American League East?
In the American League East, the Boston Red Sox are on top with 63 wins, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays, who have 61 wins, and in third place, the New York Yankees with 53 wins.
All right. Come on, Yankees. Put it together. Let's see if New York can come back from being in third spot. All right. Well, let's go to the National League. What's going on with the National League East?
In the National League East, the New York Mets are in first place with 54 wins, followed by the Atlanta Braves with 51 wins. And in third place, the Philadelphia Phillies have 50 wins.
Wow. You know, just thinking about it, those three teams had NBA teams that were in the playoffs. You know that? That's just something to think about. And the year before that, they all had teams in the playoffs in the NBA basketball. How about that one? Okay, let's go to the National League West. What's going on with my California team?
In the National League West, the San Francisco Giants are on top with 63 wins, followed by the LA Dodgers, who have 62 wins, and in third place, San Diego Padres have 59 wins.
All right. Well, it looks like California's taking over the West in the National League, so that's a good thing. All right, go West Coast Dodgers and Padres. And I forgot the other team. The San Francisco Giants. Yeah, go West Coast. Let's win the trophy because they lost the trophy to the East in basketball. So come on, West Coast, let's win this World Series trophy and bring it back to the West, because the Dodgers won the series last year, so the trophy is still in the West until this year's baseball season is over with. Okay, well, that's G Money's Major League Sports Report on today, Thursday, July 29th, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D, let's play a take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show and some music in a minute.
And I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic, because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me, and I jump. And I go, hey, man, you almost hit me. And I look, police car. And they're like, hey, you know you were jaywalking.
She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's great.
And I like it. Just the way she is. Walking down the avenue. Always doing something new. She's the kind of person everybody knows. She reeks distinction from head to toe. She's my Twilight Zone. My Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stone and my Eva Peron.
And I like it.
Yes, I like it.
I like it.
The way she wears her hair, yeah.
Come to meet her, you'll never agree, or she'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious. And that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's great.
And I like it.
And I like it.
Just the way,
just the way she is.
Walking down the avenue.
I like the way she does everything she
doing
did.
Something.
I would ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked into her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her, and she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the community all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, it's a worldwide radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm bringing you the news and the information that'll make you rich. Yes, I'm Gregory G. Money Gerard, and I want to tell you how you can increase your wealth, how you can gain extra money just by sharing this information with 2 or 3 of your friends. All you do is go to the website, www.therealmoney.info, and listen to the first income video presentation. And that'll tell you all about the G999 project and how you can get involved and you can increase your wealth. And after you do that, then you go to Facebook, go to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money's Facebook page, and go to the ad that says GS Partners, and sign up to be a member of the membership team. And once you sign up, you can sign up for free, or you can be a business partner with GS Partners, and you can get a basic package for $200, or you can get a premier package for $1,000. And the more you sign up for, the more coins you'll get, and you can start building your collection of G999 coins. And if you tell somebody to do the same thing you did, then if you build 3 across and 3 under those 3 and 3 under the next 3, you can develop wealth, universal wealth, wealth building money on your wealth building team. So that's how you do it. Just tell a friend and tell 2 other friends to tell 3 friends. And you do it 3 at a time, and you can have extra income real fast in your community. All right, DJ Papa D, I think I want to tell a joke, a real short one. You know, there was a lady that she had 3 strands of hair, and she put grease on her hair, and she combed her hair to the side, and she called it dippity-doo. And I told her, I said, well, it'll dip, but it won't do. Oh, that's a short one from G Money to Pimp Count. Oh, and I got another quick one for you. You know, my buddy knew a girl that had 1 eye and 1 leg. And I said, really? What did you call her? He said he called her IHOP. Oh, boy. Well, we're rocking and rolling now. So I saw this cow, and it didn't have any legs. And I was wondering, what do you call a cow with no legs? And my buddy told me, you call it ground beef. Oh, boy. Oh, we're rocking and rolling now. Okay, there were 2 flies that was flying around, and they landed on a piece of shit. And one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. Oh, disgusting. And the other fly said, hey, man, come on. Give me a break here. I'm eating. Oh, my God. So why would a bear wear a big fur coat? Probably because he looked really silly wearing a sweater. You know, I wrote a book, and they said it was boring. they took it off the Braille reading list because they said blind people were reading the book and their fingers were falling asleep. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm full of jokes today, y'all. Oh, my God. Why did the homeless turtle cross the street? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Woo! Oh, I'm on a roll. I'm on a roll. A dinner roll with that. Oh, I'm Gene Money, the pimp gummy. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, DJ Poppy, I'm finished telling my joke. Let's go on. I think we have a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So people, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. And get a drink and some popcorn so you can enjoy this story. I have a good one for you today. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for my listening audience today. And then we'll be back with more of the show and some more music in a minute.
And that was my outfit. And I went to a club, and I was the first dancer out. So I got to the club early, and I undressed, and I wrapped, I washed, wiped myself down with baby oil. So I was shiny like a black seal. I mean, I was glowing. And I put my outfit on, and I walked out and wrapped myself with my cape and walked out on the floor, and the women started screaming and hollering. And I went and stood in front of them in the middle of the stage with the lights glowing on me and shining on me. And I'm just shining, and I'm standing there, and the women are watching me. And I'm dancing. I start dancing side to side. And they're looking at me dancing, and they're like, wow, what does he have on under that cape?
Black Magic City.
Full length, and they couldn't see what I had on under it. All they could see was the edge of my leg warmers on my ankle. That's all they could see. So I danced around, and then I stopped in the center of the stage, and I threw my cape open, and oh, man, they went crazy. They saw my outfit. I had black fishnet material, and they just screamed. I was shining like a black seal because the lights on the stage were just shining off of my body. And I was just shining. And they looked at me and they were like, oh, my God, he's beautiful. He's gorgeous. He's black and he's so handsome. And I just danced back and forth. And I was doing the mashed potatoes. And I was doing the funky chicken. And I was doing the swim. And I was doing the robot. I started doing the back walk like Michael Jackson. I started doing all of those moves, and the girls just went crazy. They were just like, oh, my God, he can dance, too? And I was just moving all over the place, and the record went off, and the next record came on, and I stopped in the middle of the floor, and I dropped my cape to the ground, and all they could see was my arms were shining in the wind, in the light, and my face was glowing in the light. And I had a chain on my neck that looked like Mr. T. I had like
20 chains around my neck, gold chains, and I had my gold dress on with a mini, it was a mini skirt, and I got my leg warmers that come up to my thighs, and I'm standing there, and I'm dancing around, and the women are just going crazy. They're just looking at me, and I got black leather gloves on with zippers on the back. And I'm just dancing back and forth. And I go into the audience, and the girls want to grab my butt. They're trying to grab my dick. They're trying to put their hands all over me, and I'm walking through. And they're just trying to put, I got a white belt on with a big buckle, and they're putting money in my buckle and my belt, and they're putting money on my side. And I go, and I walk through the audience, and everybody's putting money on me, and I go back up to the stage, and I take the money out of my pocket, and I put it on the floor. I take all the money off of me, and I put it on the floor, and I go back in the audience, and I'm walking around, and girls are grabbing me, and they're rubbing on my leg, and they're rubbing my butt, but they can't see anything yet, because I still got this mini skirt on, and they're just like, oh, my God, that is beautiful. He is gorgeous, and I'm all buffed up, because I've been playing ball all of my life. I was lifting weights. And I had played ball in college, so I came home and I had the perfect shape, and my chest was tight, my arms were big, I was feeling good, I was looking good, and I was very self-confident, and I walked through everybody, and I went from the back of the stage to the front of the stage, and I had a good time doing it. And I got to the front of the stage, and the second song went off. And the third song came on, and I stood there in front of everybody, and I started doing the robot. Slow but sure, I was doing the robot. And everybody is watching me, and I'm like, yeah, this is my moment. And all of a sudden, I reached around to the zipper, and I pulled the zipper down, and the whole dress fell off. Boom! It dropped to the floor, and I'm standing there in a G-string, and I'm just black, and I'm shiny like a black seal, and I got blackness just streaming all over the place, and people are just looking at me, and the women are screaming and hollering, and they're like, oh, my God, he looks so good. He's so handsome. And then I walked into the audience, and they started grabbing my ass, and they're trying to grab my dick, and they're trying to put hands on my nuts, and they're trying to touch all over me, and I'm walking through the crowd, and I'm like, oh, no. This is a great time for me. I'm enjoying it to death. I'm loving it. And I got all these women, and they're throwing money at me, and I'm getting money and putting it in my G-string, and they're putting money in my butt and on the string that goes up my butt, and they're putting money all over me, and I'm walking up. And I walk up and down in the audience, and they're just giving me money. They're putting money all on me. Then I take the money, and I walk up to the stage, and I throw the money on the ground again. I throw the money on the ground. And then I'm dancing. I'm doing the robot. And I'm doing the robot. And then I do the moonwalk, and I slide back across the stage. And then I turn around. And I slide back the other way. And then I do
hey, bro,
the
I think it's chicken, time for a drop.
And then I do the mashed potatoes. And I'm just moving my body. And
I think
going,
it's time for
oh
a drop,
my
bro.
God, he can dance. He's doing amazing.
Now back to my story. I'm talking, and I'm walking around, and these girls are just loving me, the black beautiful. Yeah, they're just saying, Jesus, that boy is good looking, and he got body by Fisher. Oh, he's looking so good. And I'm just walking around, and I finish the song, and I go to the stage, and I pick up all my money, and I pick up my cape and my dress, my mini skirt, and I put it around my arm, and I walk through the crowd back to the dressing room to get dressed. And that is the J for my...
Hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Yes, I'm talking to you, too. Everybody around the world. This is G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's a worldwide radio show where I'm entertaining you with comedy, with stories, and all of my beautiful talent. I'm entertaining the world. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fans, the people listening to my radio show, because it's time for me to give away $50. It's cash money giveaway time. All right. Well, today is Thursday, so DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from a song, and you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station to name this tune. And the winner that calls in at number 14, we'll say we're looking for caller number 14. If you call in and you're caller number 14 and you know the name of this song, well, call in. And if you're caller number 14, you can win $50 cash prize. That's right, $50 cash goes to the caller that calls into the radio station. That's caller number 14. So call in now. Okay, DJ Papa D, play the clip from the song so we can get the people thinking on what the name of the music song is. That's a good one, y'all. You should know that one. That's the late 70s, early 80s song. Yep, that's it. That's a good one. All right. You have 5 minutes, people, to call into the radio station and tell us the name of that song. So DJ Papa D, play that clip one more time so the audience can get a good idea of what the name of that song is. Yeah, yep, that's an 80s song for sure. I know the name of that song. Do you know the name? If you do, be caller number 14. Call into the radio station right now. You have 5 minutes to do so, and then you can win $50 cash prize if you call in and tell us the name of that song. All right, while we're waiting, DJ Papa D, Let's play another song. Play one of my songs. Play my song from my third album. So play something hip and popping with the beat. And then we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And I went in with a white girl. This girl has soul. Oh, she can dance her butt off. She dance better than a lot of black girls I know.
I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I love my mama. I love my daddy. Even DJ Papa D. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. Even the one they say is crazy. Even DJ Crazy Matt. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money. I'm D-Money. I love all my brothers. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I'm D-Money. The Pimp Comet. I don't shower. I don't shave. I masturbate three times a day. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm so damn funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm D-Money. The Pimp Comet. I'm D-Money. The Pimp Comet. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money. The Pimp Comet. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds of man. I can do it like that. I love my mama, I love my daddy. I'm D-Money, I can take you there. I love my mama, I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money, so pick on me. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's how it goes. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. I'm D-Money, now you know. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money, the Pimp Comet. I work the Vegas Strip. I'm telling jokes, and I'm writing songs, cause that's my gift. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers. I'm D-Money, the Pimp Comet. If you don't know, now you know.
What?
album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is GGG Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's a worldwide radio show where I'm broadcasting to everybody. That means you and your family and your friends, everybody around the world, because I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. And now I'm trying to help you increase your wealth and build your income. So all you have to do is go to the website, www.therealmoney.info. Pull up the second video, listen to the income video presentation, and they'll tell you everything that you need to know about the G999 project. And once you listen to the presentation, then you go to Facebook with Gregory G Money Gerard, or go to Storytime with G Money Facebook page, and look at the ad on the top of the page for GS Partners. Sign up to be a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Team, and you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. So then, after you do that, then you can buy a premium package. Either buy a basic $200 package Or you can buy $1,000 premier package so that you can start collecting the G999 coins and you can start increasing your wealth by telling other people to do what you have just done. So if you pick three people, then have those three people pick three people each, and have those people pick three people each. And if you go down eight lines, you'll have 6,481 people on your downline. And all of them will generate money for you. And you'll get a check every week from GS Partners. So that's all you have to do. And tell two other people to do what you have just done, and you can increase your wealth. You can build your income. Have a worldwide networking system to make money all around the world. Because they don't have to just be in your neighborhood. They can be anywhere on the planet as long as they sign up under you. And they can sign up to start off. Sign up under me as my affiliate link is on the webpage with GS Partners. In order to sign up with GS Partners, you have to click on my code on the page to get signed up. And that's all you have to do to get started. And then you just tell two or three other people to do exactly what you did. And tell them to tell three other people to do exactly what they did. And pretty soon, you'll have built a network of people giving you income all week long. It's income beyond your compare, beyond your belief. Just believe me, it will be large. And you'll be large and in charge as you can get extra income at your request. So I'm G-Money, and do as I say do, and you'll have money too. You'll be G-Money in your neighborhood all time. All right, DJ Papa D, let's get back to the song. Did we get callers to call in? Did we get 14 callers to call in on the radio show to tell us the name of the song that we played? No, I don't think so. I think we only had 10 callers, ladies and gentlemen. We still didn't get 14 people to call into the radio station. Oh, well, nobody wants the money, huh? They don't want to call in and claim the money. Oh, well, I'll save the money for Monday's radio show. We'll have a $50 cash giveaway on Monday. So I'll save the money for Monday. So, DJ Papa D, play the song and then tell us what the name of the song is at the end of the song. I think it's something by Parliament or Grand Central Station. Or maybe the Ohio Players? I don't know. Play the song and we'll see how close I am. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me.
Oh,
name of that song. And who's that by, DJ Papa D? Is that by Grand Central Station or Parliament or Ohio Players or Cameo? Who's that song by? Parliament? No. I don't know. I've named all the guesses I can think of. Ohio Players, Commodores, Cameo, The Gap Band, Confunction. It's a band. I know it's a band. It's a live band that plays. Cool in the Gang.
Featuring Shaka Khan.
Oh, Rufus featuring Shaka Khan. Oh, I should have known that was my girl singing. That was Rufus turning the tunes up like that. All right, Rufus, the group Rufus featuring Shaka Khan. And the name of the song is Tell Me That She Loves Me.
Tell Me Something Good.
Tell Me Something Good. That's right. That's right. I knew it. I knew it. Okay. I got half credit. All right. That's how we do it on G-Money's radio show giveaway. Unfortunately, we didn't give away $50 today. But let me go to the financial report for the G-999 coin. The coin today valued at 0.0047. So it's still less than a penny, people. You can get as many coins as you can. You got time to collect them before they're worth money, before they're worth a lot of money. You can buy 100 at a time. You can buy 200 coins at a time. You can buy 5,000 coins at a time. And by the time they're worth money, oh, man, you will be rolling in coins. And the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So get on the hustle, start collecting those coins. Sign up and be a member of Wealth Builders, of G-Money Partners, and be a member and start collecting the coins. And be a business partner and get a basic package, which costs $200. Or get a premium package that costs $1,000. The more coins you get, the more money you can make. And the more people you tell to join the downline with you, the more money you can make. So get everybody involved in it. Everybody in your neighborhood. Everybody in your family. Everybody on your street. Get all of them to sign up and become a member of GS Partners to join the wealth building team. I'm G Money. Join my wealth building team and make a lot of money, people. All right, that's it for me today. I'm glad to be back. I was out with two injuries. I had surgery on the 23rd of July, and now I'm healed and I'm feeling better, people. Thank you for your prayers and for your blessing. I've received all of your emails, and I received all of your text messages, and I want to thank you very much because it made me, it pulled me through some difficult times. And now I'm up and running again. Watch out, world. G-Money's back. He's back on the land, back on the block, making it happen, and he don't know when to stop. He's G-Money. So Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, watch out, because now you know I'm back. All right, DJ, before we shut it down, let me thank you and Big Nasty for being helpful doing my radio show while I was out sick. If they did a good job, people, you need to send us a text or send something in the chat box that say that you enjoyed the radio show last Monday and last Tuesday. That was the 26th and 27th of July when I was having surgery and I was down and out. So send us a chat and let us know that you enjoyed my brother's radio show because he was playing the music. He didn't do much talking, but he played the music, and it sounded good. I know it did because I was listening to the show. I just didn't have any strength to talk to you. So I listened to the show, and I heard him play all of my music. Oh, he put the music down. Yes, people, you got to hear all of my songs. That's right. I got four albums worth of music. And if you go to storytimewithgmoney.com, you can pull up the website, and you can pull up the music, and you can listen to all of my albums, all of my music. I got four albums full of music now. So listen to my music and party in your house. And also, I got a comedy album on that website, and I got some story albums. Oh, I got about 17 or 20 story albums that I'm telling real funny stories on the album. So check it out, people. And you can go to YouTube and look under G Money the Pimp Comic for some jokes and some stories. And you can go to Twitter on G Money the Pimp Comic. And you can go to Instagram on G Money the Pimp Comic. And you can go to TikTok on G Money the Pimp Comic. I'm all over the place, people. I'm everywhere on the internet. So all you have to do is look for Gregory Gerard G Money, the Pimp Comic, and storytimewithgmoney.com. And you can listen to all of the entertainment I have on the internet for your listening pleasure. I'm doing this, baby, to make you happy, to give you something to entertain yourself. while you're walking up and down the hall listening to your radio, especially if you have a smartphone. You can pull my website up on your smartphone, and you can play my music while you're walking up and down the halls or sitting at the desk at your job. And people would say, whoa, that's a jamming song. Where'd you get that one from? And you can pass the word on that you got it from Storytime with GMoney.com on his website. And they'll go and they'll start playing my music. And pretty soon you'll ever hear everybody playing my music all over the world. That's right. And if you heard me, I was on the radio this weekend on, what day was that? Wednesday. I was on the radio Wednesday morning on 88.1 telling them that, hey, I got 4 albums and I want to know if I can sell my music. Because I got some music from a lot of artists that they helped me put my songs together. Now I just want to know if everybody wants to buy my music. They can go to Storytime with GMoney and buy my music. You know, it's available for your listening pleasure right now. Okay. Well, until Thursday. Well, today is Thursday. Until Monday, I'm out of here. But before I go, hey, let's talk about some birthday presents today. Some birthdays. DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays we can give a shout-out to anybody born July 29th, 2021? Let's shout
right,
them
right, we
out.
Have a couple of birthdays. We have a couple of birthdays today. Robert Williams is 57 years old today. Happy birthday, Robert. He is, looks like he is a member of Omega Psi Phi.
Omega Psi Phi. All right.
Edna Shea Chisholm Nicholas has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Edna Shea Chisholm Nicholas. Ron Estrick has a birthday today. George Sandage has a birthday today. And Vincent Razzo, one of your classmates from elementary school, has a birthday today. He's 62 years old. And
what is his name? Are you saying
Vincent
Razzo?
Razzo. He was in the class between us.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
he
must
was in
have
the
been
class
here.
Between us at St. Anthony.
He wasn't in my class. I didn't have no Vincent Razzo in my class. But, yeah, he was
I apologize. I should have said schoolmate, not classmate. That would have been more accurate. And last but not least, Tiffany Hoffman has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Tiffany.
All right.
And
Tiffany,
that's it.
Happy birthday, girl. Well, happy birthday to all the Greek sisters and brothers and all the GDIs that are celebrating their birthday today. I want to wish everybody happy birthday. So I'll sing a birthday song for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Yeah, and for those that I don't like, happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one, too. Oh, I got to get everybody in on that. All right. So I'll see you again on Monday. So DJ Papa D, play a song before we get out of here and then play the prayer so that we can get rid of this virus that's attacking Vegas and attacking L.A. and attacking people all over the world. And I'm off. Peace. God loves you and I love you too.
we had more kids from Western to Cimarron and from 66th Street to Gage. And I had a group of guys, my crew, it was 15 of us. What we call team tag, where we would divide the teams up into 10 people on each side, and we would have two bases, and the object of the game was to get from one home base to the other home base, and that's where all of the guys developed.
Like I said, get money. That's what you say. You say get money. That's what you say. You say get money. Get money. Get money. Like I said, he's so pretty. He can kiss himself. Get money. Like I said, he's so pretty. He can kiss himself. Get money. Get money. Get money. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. All big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. Get money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. Get money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. Get money. That's right. Pimp crazy. Playboy pretty. Like I say, you gotta love it. You gotta love it. Get money. That's right. Pimp crazy. Playboy pretty. Like I say, that's get money. G money. He's still crazy. Playboy silly. You gotta love it. Like I said, I'm doing a beat. Since the day I was born. G money. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. G money.
I'm G Money, the pimp county. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Like I say, G money. Like I say, G money. G money. Like I say, get money. Like I say, get money. Like I say, talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible
that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other.
for thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Was run by G-Money. He was the mayor of Gregoryville.
and he has six security guards that look after the property. And if you moved into Gregoryville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring dope in order to be accepted into Gregoryville. You had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 people moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yes, Gregoryville has become a metropolis. And it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.